This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الفقيه هو الفقيه بفعاله ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه ما بعد. Of the أخلاق of the مؤمن is one that our قارئ began our recitation with today. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون والذين هم عن اللغو معرضون. Those who turn away from idle talk, they're not engaged in idle talk. When I began this series, I began with the verse of Surah Al-Furqan. وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. The servants of Ar-Rahman are those who walk with humility on this earth. I began the series with humility. Right after, what does Allah say? And when the foolish people try to provoke, try to start an argument, they say سلام. قالوا سلاما. In the same series of verses of Surah Al-Furqan, at the very end of the surah, Allah Azza wa Jal describes the believers as وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass by vain talk, idle talk, they pass by with dignity. They don't get involved in that idle talk. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. This is of the characteristic of the believer. They monitor their tongue. They're careful in what they say. Now this talk is multifaceted because monitoring the tongue is actually many different topics altogether. But overall, the mu'min must be cognizant and aware of everything that comes from his mouth. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Not a single word that he says, except that the angels are writing it down. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, مَا السَّبِيلُ إِلَى النَّجَاةِ. What is the way to be saved? What is the path to be saved? He responded, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Keep your tongue in check, number one. Keep your tongue in check. And number two, stay within your house, mind your own business. And number three, cry over your own sins. Concentrate on your own sins before the sins of other people. He began the list with, keep your tongue in check. Another man came to the Prophet ﷺ and said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the thing I should be worried about the most? What's the thing that is the most scary thing? The Prophet ﷺ held on to his tongue and he said, أَمْسِكْ عَلَيْكَ لِسَانَكَ. Keep your tongue in check. This is the most dangerous thing. And that's why when Mu'adh ibn Jabal said, Ya Rasulullah, Allah is even going to call us to task for what we say? Because he found this amazing or shocking or sad. Like, how are we going to, you know, possibly do this? That what we say, Allah is going to call us to account for. And our Prophet ﷺ said, woe to you, O Mu'adh. And what is the primary cause of the people being taken to Jahannam? On their faces, upside down. What is the primary cause of people being dragged to Jahannam? Except the after effects of what they have said. The cause of what happens when you say something, the pain that you cause, or the ghibah, or the slander, or taking people's huquq, or lying, or backbiting, the number one cause of going to Jahannam, the Prophet ﷺ said, is going to be what the tongue says. And that's why we have to be so careful about what we say, and what we are, the content, and also the subject, and also the actual words that we are saying. Our Prophet ﷺ said, hadith is in Bukhari, the person who will be the closest to me on the day of judgment are the ones that have the best akhlaq. Alhamdulillah, we want to have the best akhlaq. Then he said, and the ones who will be the furthest away from me and the most hated to me, abghaduhum, he even used the word bughd, the ones that I hate the most, even though they're from the ummah. He said, الثرثارون المتشدقون المتفيحقون. الثرثارون, those that are, ثرثرة is an Arabic word that means constantly babbling away. The ones who's constantly talking all the time about that which they shouldn't say. And المتشدقون, the one whose words is used to demean others, sarcasm, putting people down. And المتفيهقون are the ones that are arrogant. So ثرثر, you always just keep on speaking idle talk, vain talk. You shouldn't be speaking like this. By the way, ثرثر has a synonym in Arabic. Most Arabs don't use this word anymore, but us Desis have taken it. It is baqbaqa. Do you use the word baqbaqa? You don't use it. You never heard it. لا نبقبق. He doesn't know what baqbaqa is. But all of us Urdu speakers, we know baqbaq. Baqbaq is a pure, fasih Urdu word. I'm not joking. It is an original, asli Arabic word. Goes back to ancient Arabic. And it is found in our books, earlier books. But the Arabs lost baqbaq. We kept the art of baqbaq alive. That's a joke, guys, okay? So the word baqbaq is like tharthar. It means just blabbering, constant. And our Prophet ﷺ disapproved baqbaq karna, literally we can say. He disapproved of those people. They speak about every matter. They have to have something to say. That's not of the akhlaq of the believer. You keep your speech reserved. You don't just keep on talking and blabbering and saying everything, because that's going to get you into trouble. Ibn Mas'ud said, if anything should be put in jail, it is our own tongues. If anything should be put in jail and trapped and locked up, it should be our own tongues. That's what we need to keep in jail. So the mu'min, the one who has good akhlaq, monitors what he is saying. What are some of the main things we need to monitor? Again, the time does not permit me to go into all the detail, but let's mention five or six things that we have to be especially careful about. The first one, I already mentioned a whole lecture about it, and that is lying. I already gave a whole lecture about lying. The believer does not lie, speaks the truth. Lying and slander, this is of the biggest sins of the tongue. The second that we need to monitor, and this is not in any order of severity, I'm just giving the main things. The second that we need to monitor is to be involved in argumentation, constantly arguing, jadal. This is something that the Quran discourages, except when it is done in the sake of da'wah, when you're trying to convince somebody of Islam. Otherwise, jadal, arguing constantly, always having to prove your point. This is not of the akhlaq of the mu'min. Let go, you gave your point, khalas, move on. But to always give jadal, and the Prophet ﷺ said, arguing all the time, it only happens when Allah Azza wa Jalla wants to misguide a people. When Allah wants people to be misguided, then they are frequently arguing amongst themselves. So the second thing we have to be careful about when it comes to our tongues is constant arguing. Number three, the Quran and Sunnah also forbid us from putting people down, making them feel bad, sarcasm. وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ هُمَزَةِ lumaza. What does lumaza mean? Lamaza means to do something with your tongue that will make the person feel derogatory, denigrated. And there are people like this. Everywhere they go, we say in English, they have a sharp tongue, right? This is not of the akhlaq of the believer, that you just have to poke somebody. You have to do something to make somebody feel bad. Make a sarcastic comment. Put somebody down all the time. It's not of the akhlaq of the believer. No, the believer uplifts and encourages. Doesn't put people down. So this is the third thing, is to be sarcastic. The fourth thing that the Quran and Sunnah also forbid is to remind people of your favors. To remind people of your favors. This is not of the akhlaq of the believer. If you've done a good deed, right? You don't rub it in the face of the person. Hey, remember I gave you a loan that day. Don't forget that. Subhanallah. That Allah says in the Quran that sometimes when you do this, it's going to destroy the entire validity or the entire reward of what you have done. So we avoid reminding people of favors. The fifth thing that we have to be careful about, one of the most common sins of the globe, ghiba and namima. And these are two separate things, but I'm putting them together. Ghiba and namima. We have to be especially careful. We don't mention, even if it is true, we say something bad that might be true about a brother behind his back, that is ghiba. And if it is said and you hear it, then you go and tell the brother what was said. That is namima. And each is a separate sin. And each of them is a sin. We don't do ghiba and namima. We know this from the Quran. We know this from the hadith. We avoid ghiba and namima. And the last thing that I'll say, and there are many other things, the last thing that I'll mention here is of the things that we avoid is vulgar words. Speaking in a foul manner. Right? The Prophet ﷺ said, the mu'min is not fahish and badhi. The mu'min is not somebody who uses vulgarities in their regular speech. This is not the akhlaq of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali radiallahu anhu. We don't speak in this manner. And I've said this multiple times. It's the akhlaq of the munafiq that when you're in common language, and unfortunately our youth think this is cool. They think this is how they're going to prove their manhood. No, you prove your akhlaq via dignified speech. And there are other things as well that our tongue should not do. But overall, what is the advice that a Prophet ﷺ said about the tongue? He said, two very simple hadith, you can memorize it. Three words. Man samata naja. Man samata naja. Whoever remains silent shall be saved. So, of the akhlaq of the mu'min, the mu'min is not extra talkative. Because the mu'min understands that speech has a consequence and price. And that's why hadith is in Bukhari. Our Prophet ﷺ said, "Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir falyaqul khayran aw liyasmut." Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, either they say something good or else they should choose to remain silent. So of the akhlaq of the mu'min is frequently silent. You will not find the mu'min, the high mu'min, the one that has perfected the akhlaq, you will not find this person to be talkative wherever they go. On the contrary, they will be reserved in speech. And the reason is not because speech is expensive. The reason is because speech generally has consequences. And the mu'min is worried about those consequences. And so the mu'min guards the speech. And the mu'min does not speak except where it is beneficial. That's why Allah said in the Quran, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Allah didn't even say they don't do lagu. Allah said they turn away from lagu. They're not even a part of those conversations. And subhanAllah, brothers and sisters, how much time we waste in lagu when people come together and they just do literally bakbak, literally thar, literally talk. Of what benefit? The Prophet ﷺ said, I will caution you against too much speaking without the dhikr of Allah. Because whoever speaks too much without dhikr of Allah, those gatherings will be a source of regret on the Day of Judgment. Speaking too much for no cause, it's not of the akhlaq of the believer. So be careful, brothers and sisters. Guard your tongue. Make sure you try your best to say that which is beneficial, or else choose to be silent. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
ليس الفقيه بنطقه ومقاله وكذا الرئيس هو الرئيس بخلقه ليس الرئيس بقومه ورجاله وكذا الغني هو الغني بحاله ليس الغني بملكه وبماله.